sweetly cooling.
That's our prayer this morning, Lord, to be like you. Amen. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, that's our prayer. That's our desire, to be like you, God. Father, and we are thankful that, Lord Jesus, you have given us, Lord, all the way to go to be like you. And Father, that's what, Lord, we want to stay on, O God. Once again, Lord, we thank you for a new week that, Lord, you've given to us. Father, we thank you for the Easter period. Oh, it has been a blessing. And even today is still our Easter. That's what the prophets have told us, that every day is Easter, oh, to the believer. And today also, Lord, we look to you because you are alive in our hearts, Lord. So, Father, we say thank you. Now we want to commit, Lord, our Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands. The children and ourselves here, yes, Lord, all our desires to be like you. Lord, as even we open your word, O God, the Holy Spirit, the altar of the word, let the Spirit come now and be our teacher. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you as you are still standing. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Yes, partakers of his divine nature. Shalom unto you this morning. Amen. Yes, as we turn to the reading of our scripture, 2 Peter. Second Peter 1, and we will start from reading from the verse 2. It was Apostle Peter greeting the church, and he said, "This is to them that have obtained the like precious faith like us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ." And so now this morning he said, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according to his divine power, had given unto us all things that pertains unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside all this, your faith, and having escaped, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. And today, oh, brotherly kindness." Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. Bless it, Lord Jesus, for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, brotherly kindness. Give us the first slide. Add to your faith brotherly kindness. Oh, my. Amen. Before the break, we were on godliness, and the prophet made us to know that godliness means to be like God. Amen. And he said, godliness always is looking for one thing, as doing that which pleases the Father. Amen. So he said, perfect takes on what? Godliness. So let's go to our second slide, reading from the message book, The Stature of a Perfect Man. The prophet said, all right, coming into perfection now, let's add brotherly kindness. Now, that's a good one. The seventh, adding brotherly kindness. When we get to that, brotherly kindness is what? Put yourself in his place on the matter. Amen. Brotherly kindness, put yourself in his place on the matter. See. Now, my brother sinned against me, said Peter. Shall I forgive him 7 times a day? Jesus said, 70 times 7. See? Brotherly kindness. Now, you see, if a brother is all out of tune, don't be impatient with him, see? No, be kind to him. Brethren, let us look at this thing very well here, because someone asked me this question. You know, turn to Matthew 18. Luke 17. Turn to Luke 17. Let's read quickly 3 and 4. Jesus says something here. He said, that's what Peter was standing on. That was what Peter was standing on. Because here Jesus was speaking to all the disciples. He said, take heed to yourself. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee,
seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turns again to thee and saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. You see, it was something. So the apostles themselves, after Jesus said that, they said, Lord, increase our faith. Amen. That seven times he steps on your toe, then he comes, oh, brother, I'm sorry. So I forgive you. Then he comes seven times. He said, ah, I forgive you. Say, Lord, increase our faith. So this way, praise the Lord. And so Peter was standing on that because someone asked me, why then Jesus told, when Peter went back to Jesus to confirm, now Jesus was saying, I never said what? Seven times, but 70 times seven. So the person was asking me, is it not contradiction? Something that Jesus have said already, then he comes back to say, I didn't say that. My brother, my sister, listen. What was the motive of Peter going back to Jesus for him to repeat the very thing that he has said? You see, he is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of every heart, the secret of everything. You see, it could be that someone had really been what? Tormenting Peter. Praise the Lord. And so Peter said, for seven times, I will manage to contain this guy. But if it goes beyond seven times, he will see what I'll do to him. So he went to Jesus for confirmation, you see. And Jesus knew all what was in his mind. He said, I never said what? I never said seven times a day, but 70 times seven a day. You get a point. So there's no contradiction in the word of God. You have to see, wisdom had to come in here for you to know why should Peter go back to ask Jesus for the second time on that. He knew what he was trying to do. But to save him, he said 70 times seven in a day. Peter just raised his hand. Hallelujah. Amen. And so case closed. That means forgive. Forgive. And so it was there Jesus brought this parable. Now give us the first, the next slide. He said, after this, 70 times 7, 70 times 7, now Jesus gave this, the reason why he was saying that. Amen. He said, therefore, is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king? And who was that certain king? He was referring to what? Himself. Amen. Which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. My brother, I searched for that 10,000. It's almost $500,000 to $1 million. And he said it's about, during those days, 20 years' wage for a laborer. That's what he owned what? The master. Praise the Lord. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and his children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I'll pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosened him and forgave him the debt, completely forgave him all the debt. That's what Jesus did for us. He paid that price for us. Amen. The next one. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owned him what? 100 pence. I tried to compare. It doesn't over one over millions of the what he had been forgiven of. You see it?
And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat. You see? Saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, you see, the same word that he said to the master, that was the same word his fellow servant was also saying, have patience with me and I will pay thee all. The same. And he would not. But he went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. We are talking about brotherly kindness. Amen. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? My brother, what the Lord has done for us. He's not counting anything against us. The debt that we own was what? Death. Death. Praise the Lord. He paid it. He said, wouldn't you do the same to your brother? As I had what? Compassion on you. Wouldn't you do the same? We are talking about brotherly kindness, my brother. And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to what? To the tormentors. That's the reason. And then Jesus was speaking to us now. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your heart forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. Amen? Hello? My brother, let us, he forgave us. Amen. Just look at what he did for us. So that no matter what your brother will do against you, you got to forgive and move on. Say, brother, let's move on. Encourage him. If it is a weakness, encourage him, my brother. Praise the Lord. Yes, Peter went and he was told 70 times 7. That was it. And that matter was closed. He understood and he stayed buried. That's the way it had to go. Amen. Now, let's look at another thing also. In Hebrews 13, 1 and 2, he said, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained what? Angels unawares. My brother. Brotherly kindness. A brotherly love continue. And kindness is what? A way of love. Because if you don't have love, you cannot have kindness. Amen. And we can what? Call someone like Joseph. But let's look at Abraham this morning. We all remember that story about how Abraham was seated by his tent one afternoon, the hot day, and then he saw what? Three tired-looking strangers under coming this way. Let's get me this next slide. You see. He said, one day, the prophet said in the Messenger said, one day while sitting under his oak, there was three men come up, and they had what? And they were three men come up, and they had clothes like men, dust all over them, and said they were strangers, but they were more than strangers. Abraham, being a man full of God, believing God, as soon as he had seen them, he knew there was something strange about them. My sheep knows my voice. And so he ran out and met them and said, come in and sit down under the oak.
and I'll fetch you a little water, wash your feet, and have a morsel of bread, and then go on about your business. Amen. Next slide. And he ran into the tent and told Sarah and said, knead some flour, some meal, make some cake on the heath. And he ran out, got a calf, and killed it, and gave it to his servants, and said, dress it. And when they had dressed it, brought it out, and they sat there and ate. Oh, okay, eat men eating like men. I don't know what the prophet was, but that's how the prophet put it. Amen. That's angels eating like what? Men. Praise the Lord. Or God eating like a man. Praise the Lord. You see. And one kept looking down towards Sodom. Finally, two of them went down to Sodom. We know the story. But I want the last, the next one, the last, no. Still that place. He said, and this one, praise the Lord, the one that remained, and this one that stayed behind told Abraham and said, I will not keep it a secret from you what I'm going to do. In the Bible, he said, should I keep this secret from my servant Abraham? See, he said, I've heard about Sodom, and being in that condition, I've come down to what? To investigate. Then Abraham knew that was God. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, that little gesture of inviting strangers or strangers into his house turned out to be something what? A blessing. Because he knew about what was going to happen in what? Sodom. And for that reason, he had to plead for his nephew and family, Lot. And that was the time also he received what? His body changed. Praise the Lord. Amen. That gesture. So that's what the scripture is saying. Brotherly kindness. It's not within ourselves alone. Let our brotherly kindness go beyond within. Let it go without. Praise God. Every human, let your love towards man be what? Always godly. There must be patience. Amen. You must be able to tolerate tolerance. You see, because through your knowledge, you know what is right and what is wrong. And then virtue, you see, you're verbing without even talking. People see your life and learn something from it. Virtue. Your very life speaks. And then our faith foundation. Oh, my. Faith in God. Now, let's look at another side of brotherly kindness. What about someone hurts you or does something so grievous in your life? How would be your reaction towards those people? And let's look at Abraham. And we all know this story also. That these our precious brothers, the Israelites, the children of Israel, they put so much pressure on what? Moses. You brought us here to die. We want to go back to Egypt. A lot. God has done so much miracles for you. Opened the Red Sea for you. When you came to your Mara, he turned what? That Mara into a sweet water. Giving you what? Manna from heaven. And then another place where you were what? Feeling that a little thirsty. You know that God is going with you. God told Moses, go and speak to the rock. Amen. But you see, out of what? Anger. He just hit the rock two times, not even once. And water came forth. But God said, you didn't listen to what I told you. Amen. For that reason, you see the land, but you not step in there. So painful, my brother. So painful. And here the prophet was saying, even one time when that rebellion bunch of people had such impatience, they caused Moses to do something that was wrong. But yet when it comes to a showdown, God got sick of their action and he said, separate yourself, Moses. I will kill the whole bunch of them and start anew. That was when Moses had gone to the mountains for what? God had called him 40 days. And then they put pressure on Aaron to what? To make another God for them. So that God would take them back to what? Oh my. Now they don't want the Almighty God anymore. That was the reason why God had wanted to finish all of them and give Moses another what nation or another group of people to start with. You see, if it were you, because we are not going to see, we will see the line, you will not step in there. These people have caused that thing. And now you have the chance, say, God, just finish them. Lord, go ahead. But brotherly kindness. He said, he did what? Look at that. He went back to God. Next slide. He went back to God. And he threw himself in the breach and said, God, don't do it. What patience with the people that was rebelling against him. See, patience working here in brotherly kindness. Amen. The prophet was asking, I wonder if we could do that. If you can't, don't try to build on this. If your brother hates you and you cannot forgive, it will not vulcanize. Please. It will not vulcanize. Let it go and let God. Amen. Let it go and let God. Why would you try to carry someone here? Oh, my brother, my sister. Let everything here, your heart be God. Amen. And that is the story in Exodus 32. So let's repeat that, please. If you can't, don't try to build on this because it doesn't change, you know. The materials, they are the same. They had to vulcanize by each other. So if it's not according to that material that God has given to you, as forgiveness, brotherly kindness. Don't add it because there will be what? A trial, a test will come. Amen. That house will not be able to stand it. That was the Exodus 32, if you want to read that. Exodus 32, 31 to 32. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, these people have sinned a great sin. And have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, if not, blot me, oh my. Blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast what written. Consider that, my brother. Consider that, my sister. Amen. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will what destroy anyone that had what sinned against me. Though he left them, but my brother, what God has said, he did it. Except what? Caleb and Joshua. He wiped all of them off. Because when, you see, this thing also, people say God will not change his mind. Amen. What he said, he did it. But it took what? A long suffering. It took time for them. Praise the Lord.
When he speaks, it is yea and amen. He will do it. But he didn't do it instantly. He gave them what? That grace. Even for them to what? To repent. And they never. Till even when they went at the border, they said, we can never even take the land. You see? Such people. God did everything through long suffering to what? To save them. Now, let's look at doing good for someone you don't know at all. And so we will look quickly. If we have time, let's go to the next slide. We're going to talk about the Good Samaritan. Amen. That story is in Luke 10, 25 to 37. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? You've asked a real, very good question. Amen. And he said unto him, what is written in the law? And how readest thou? He said, okay. What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, okay, thou shalt what? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. And Jesus said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, who is my neighbor? Next slide. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, and which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, there came down a certain priest. A priest, that way, see? Came down that way. And when he saw him, he passed by the other side. Amen. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him. See, went to him. The other man went to him, but went away. But this one went to him and bound up his wounds. Oh, Lord Jesus, you bounded our wounds. Oh, we thank you. Pouring oil and wine. That's what the Lord did for you and me, my brother. And set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn to take care of him. My brother, where is the inn? That's where we are seated to this morning. Oh, praise the Lord. After picking us, wounded, dirty, everything, he has brought us somewhere to be taken care of, my brother. Where am I? Yes. That's 35. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took 2 pence and gave them to the host. Oh, praise the Lord. And said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Oh, my brother, my sister. It's not only the pastor who stands here. Is doing that kind of work. Amen. It's not only the fivefold ministry. Praise the Lord. Oh, take care of your brother. Take care of your sister. And when he comes, he will repay you. Because he said what? God is not what? Unjust or unfaithful or something like that. To forget your labor of love. He will what? Repay. Let us be one another's keeper, my brother, my sister. Brotherly kindness. Amen. Forgiveness is what? Is the base. Love overrule all. Amen. So, the next one. So, let's see the picture again. See you lying there, see? Someone's going to take care of you. You come, the Holy Spirit taking care of all of us. Oh, my brother, my sister. Show that same kindness. You let's see what he told the lawyer. So Jesus asked the lawyer, which now of these three thinkest thou was a neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy unto him. The Holy Spirit is showing mercy unto us. Oh, the word of God showing mercy unto us. And you see, our Lord is always what? Must be our neighbor. Must be our Lord. Must be everything unto us. Then Jesus, then said Jesus unto him, go. Go and do thou likewise. Brethren, let's go and do likewise to one another. Brotherly kindness. When a brother has fallen, let us, see, don't push him more down, but let's all bring one another. Give me the next slide. When I was preparing this, I saw this. I said, oh my. Here's a man with both legs amputated with the knee and the wife carrying her. Carrying him. Love in the house. You see, when I saw it, then I remembered this, what over there. I saw it somewhere. I looked for it again and then put it aside, put it by its side. He said, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Amen. Footprints on the sands of time, when you saw only one set, that means Jesus was carrying you and me. And that's what he's doing now. Carrying us. So there's only one set of footprints on the sands of time. He's carrying you. Praise the Lord. Husbands, carry your wives. Wives, carry your husband. Brother, carry your brother. Amen. Brother, carry your sister. When I say carry your sister, don't go and put. I'm not talking the physical. Praise the Lord. But in prayer, in brotherly kindness. Amen. Oh, yes. Let's carry one another. That's the love of God. The last slide. Add to your faith brotherly kindness. Let's bow our eyes. Our dear Heavenly Father, yes, we want to live like you. We want to talk like you. We want to think like you. We want to desire like you. We want to be like you, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for our Sunday school. Now, Lord, yes, we want to now worship you. We want to praise your name. We want to lift your high, your name in high esteem this morning because, Lord, you are good. Lord, for this, we ask that, O God, the song leader and the musicians and all the instruments, even our voices, everything, Lord, we lift them up this morning to worship you, Lord. That, Father, oh, yes, your presence here, O God, will overshadow everything to prepare us, O Lord, for your word that you have for us this day. As even we remember your servant, O Lord, that he will come knowing the needs of your people. Today, Lord, we know that we will be fed, O God. So, Lord, we surrender the rest of our activities, Lord, into your hands. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you. Amen.